Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today we're diving into something that happens to all of us at some point: feeling stuck. Ever feel like you're banging your head against a wall, trying to solve a problem or make a decision, but nothing seems to be working? You know that feeling when inspiration dries up and your creativity takes a nap? Yeah, I've been there. We all have. But guess what? Getting unstuck isn't about magic spells or wishing on a star. It's about using some pretty cool mental strategies, kinda like hacking your own brain to break through those barriers and get back on track. And trust me, these aren't just any old tips. We're talking about practical, actionable stuff that you can start implementing right now. So buckle up, because we are about to unlock some serious mental agility. Firstly, let's talk perspective. It's easy to get caught up in the weeds of a problem and lose sight of the bigger picture. When you feel stuck, take a step back literally. Go for a walk, look out the window, or just close your eyes and breathe deeply. Reframe the situation. Ask yourself, what's really important here? Is this a mountain I need to climb, or is it more like a pebble in my shoe? Shifting your perspective can make all the difference. Number 2. Embrace the power of curiosity. Feeling stuck often comes from fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of the unknown. But what if we flip that script? What if instead of fearing the unknown, we embraced it with a sense of playful curiosity? Ask yourself questions like, what if I was wrong, or what could I learn from this experience? Curiosity opens up new possibilities and helps you break free from limiting beliefs. Next up, let's talk about breaking things down. Sometimes feeling overwhelmed is what really gets us stuck. We look at a giant project or a problem, and our brains go into overload. But here's the secret. Tiny steps lead to big wins. Instead of trying to tackle everything at once, break it down into manageable chunks. Focus on completing one small task at a time. You'll be surprised how much progress you can make when you approach things in a more structured way. Now, let's talk about the importance of self-compassion. Ever notice how we tend to be much harder on ourselves than we are on others? Feeling stuck often triggers that inner critic, the voice that whispers doubts and criticisms. But here's the thing. Being kind to yourself is crucial for unlocking your potential. When you treat yourself with compassion, you create a space where you can experiment, learn, and grow without fear of failure. Remember, everyone stumbles sometimes. It's what we do after we stumble that matters. And finally, let's not forget the power of seeking support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, mentor, or even a therapist. Sometimes, just voicing your struggles can help you gain clarity and perspective. Sharing your experience with others can also remind you that you're not the only one facing challenges, which can be incredibly empowering. Okay, so let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You're working on a creative project, maybe writing a story, designing a website, or even painting a picture, and suddenly, you hit a wall. The ideas stop flowing, the colors seem dull, and you feel like your creativity has evaporated into thin air. Sound familiar? You could get frustrated, beat yourself up, and give up altogether. Or, you could take a deep breath, step back from your work, and try one of these strategies. Maybe you need to switch gears and do something completely different for a while, go for a run, listen to some music, or have a conversation with someone who inspires you. Maybe you need to ask yourself some questions. What am I afraid of? What if I tried something completely different? What would my inner child say? By shifting your perspective and embracing curiosity, you can break through that mental block and get back on track. Remember, getting unstuck is a process, not an instant switch. But with the right mindset and strategies, you can overcome those challenges and create amazing things. So, to sum it up, remember these key takeaways. Shift your perspective, embrace curiosity, break things down into smaller steps, be kind to yourself, and don't be afraid to seek support. You are capable of incredible things. Now go out there and get unstuck. I want to hear from you. What strategies have worked for you when you feel stuck? Share your thoughts on social media using the hashtag #StoicCalm. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.